But I would just love for us to just have this time together and just get to share and encourage each other. So we're going to pray, and then I'm going to have Mary come up, and then Kathy will come up. And please, you know, if God speaks to you, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, please don't resist him, okay? Just stand up and encourage all of us. Let's go to God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we just love you, Lord. We are so grateful that you've called us and chosen us to be your daughters, Father. How special that is to be called your own children, to be called daughters of the Most High. Father, thank you that each one of us, you know, has our names written on the palm of your hand. And that, Lord, you do care about us very, very deeply. Lord, I want to thank you so much for this time. Thank you that you always know exactly what we need as your children. And Father, that you don't hold back to meet those needs. And Father, we thank you for that. And Father, we know that it truly builds our faith to know that you're looking out for us. And whether we are feeling a little bit discouraged or we are hurting or we feel uncertain about issues or faithless or just in pain, Lord, we know that you see and that you do have a solution and you do have an answer. I pray so much, Lord, that you use tonight, whoever is going to share, Father, I pray that you use each one to encourage, to comfort, to just meet a need that we may not even know was there. And Lord, we thank you already for that. We pray for Barbara that, Father, you please help her to feel better. We know there's so many other people that are hurting, whether it's, you know, just in our family of believers or even in our own families, Lord. And we just pray that you please touch them. Please bless our time together. We love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. 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 So, Mary.
Come on, Mary. Okay. All right. So, the book of James, all right. First off, it's a very difficult book. You know, the first thing you come across is to count your trials as joy. And the whole teaching on that, and it's like life lessons just kept coming in front of me as I was studying this. God would test me in this and test me in that. And I was just able to start applying what I was learning. And through the trials came be slow to anger, be, slow to speak, slow to anger. And, okay, so I was tested in that one, and I messed that one up. And, I mean, I kept messing up, and then my sister would say, Mary, you shouldn't have said that. And I go, oh, yeah, I learned that in James, you know, we're not supposed to do that. So as I was studying, you know, God was just putting things in front of my life to learn the lessons. I came across, in James 1 about be doers of the word and not hearers only. So I'm thinking, okay, you know, and that was huge. That was just, she just really dug deep into the scriptures on that. And, then in the last book, God brought a situation in my neighborhood, which was I could feel my heart becoming angry at my neighbor. And I always pray that I can love God and love my neighbor as myself. And I wasn't doing it. My heart was starting to get angry, and I was starting to become bitter. And some situations that were going on over there, it was just kind of crazy. So I read the scripture in James about confessing your sins to one another that you'll be healed. And I reached out to several of the sisters in the church and asked their advice. What should I do in this situation? And I got all the same things. As soon as I sent the email, first off, I began to feel freedom in my heart. As soon as I sent it, because I was reaching out instead of allowing that sin to build and become anger at my neighbor to where I hated them. So after I reached out, they gave me the advice that I knew I was supposed to do anyway. And it was, so I knew immediately I had to do it. One was, International Sunday was coming up, and we had the invitations. And so I don't know if Karen's here, but she said, just invite them, Mary. And I said, oh, the children's workers are going to hate me if I bring them to church. And she just laughed. She said, only you would say that. So anyway, I went over there, and the young teenager was there who, every time I saw her, she would just turn her face from me. She wouldn't look at me. She, you know, I could wave or whatever, or I could say something to her, and she would just turn away from me. And on several occasions, I saw her on her phone crying, and or it was either crying or angry and yelling at somebody, and it was breaking my heart just to see her like that. And so I went over and gave her the invitation to give to her aunt, I believe, and she said she would. And I followed up, and later on, that she didn't get the invitation, so I gave her another one, and I followed up, and she said she'd get back with me, and she didn't come to International Sunday, but Mary got baptized at my house, and I was working in the driveway to try to make it easier for y'all to get down my driveway, for those of you who have been down it, and I noticed that she was off work that day, and she was cutting the grass, and I went, oh, she's never off work, and I said, oh, this must be another opportunity, Lord. So all of a sudden, the lawnmower stops, and so I stopped what I was doing, and I went over there and to say hello to her, and she says, oh, I think I broke my lawnmower, and I went, oh, boy. So I went, let me see it. So I flipped it over, and, you know, of course, I was able to fix it for her. So I flipped it over, and this little piece had jammed into the blade. So I went back all the way down my driveway, got some pliers, and came back up there, and I fixed her lawnmower for her. And so anyway, we started establishing this relationship that has just been totally awesome, and she opened up to me about some of the issues that are going on in her house, and you know, and I was like, oh my, I just couldn't believe what God was doing. But it's just as I studied the scriptures and I obeyed the scriptures. I actually had a friend that is a non-disciple friend that told me, oh, that's not going to work, Mary. That's not going to work because your heart's not in it and you're just going to become bitter. And I went, no, that's not how God works. I said, when I'm obedient to his word, he's going to change my heart. And now I've been able to go back to her and say, and tell her all the things I'm doing. The little boy has this really ugly basketball goal, and the net's all ripped on it. And the other day I was shopping, and I saw this basketball goal net, and I bought it for him. And it's just like, he just keeps giving me things to reach out to these people. And like I said, she's beginning to open up to me about some of the things that are going on in her life. And it all started because of what I was studying and being obedient to God's word. It started that way, and I never expected it to be like this, but he has freed my heart from any bitterness that could have grown there. So, yeah, so just reach out to your neighbors, people.
Taller than Mary today. Well, the book of James, as she said, it is a difficult book, and it's one of my favorite books, but it is a difficult book. And doing this study, it became even more difficult. And one of the challenges for us was to write out the book in full. Through every chapter that we did, every study that we did, every week, we had to write out the book, a chapter, or a few sentences or a few paragraphs. And I thought, what have I gotten myself into? I don't want to write this out. I didn't. I was very disobedient. I did not want to write it out. And then it was to memorize it. To memorize the book of James. And I was like, I can barely remember my name on a good day, let alone to memorize the book of James. And but it started to really absorb the more we started getting into it. And the way that this study was going, it set a fire within me to just within my household and within my children. Not so much like, and I think here at church too. I'm very quick tongue, and I have to stop and be quick to listen and slow to speak because I am very on it. And at home, and James, and the way she described James was he was a true Jew. He was Jew to the bone. And we're not that way. We're not cut that way. You know, we're Christians, we're giving, and he was to the letter. And we're not to the letter like that. And having to see myself change in different ways in my personality and to be more giving at home, more submissive, more, and that's such a bad word to me, and to be, you know, to be, to serve, to be more serving. You know, I see myself in the house of men, and I'm supposed to be the one that's being served. You know, I'm the weaker sex. Y'all are the one that's supposed to serve me. And it's not so much that way. And I'm serving, and I'm doing more. And the book really brought out for me, I have one girl and three boys. And they're all not home, but having to reach out to them and give them more of me over the phone and bringing out scriptures and telling them things, helping them to get closer to God, bringing them back to God. My daughter's the only one that's a disciple, so she's not so hard, but having to bring my boys back to God and laying my soul out to them and looking at James and how he talks about the things that we're supposed to be, who we're supposed to be, and not being so rough with my boys, because they're boys and they're supposed to be rough and tough, but I'm supposed to be loving and giving to them. So Melvin's going to turn 60 in June, so I'm trying to set up for all the kids to come home in June. And trying to do all of this and trying to be not forceful. What can you do? Well, do you need my help? What, you know, and trying to listen to what they have to say and not to be so aggressive. And, well, Mom, we can't do this, but how about if we do this? And I want it my way, not their way. And we had a lesson on anguish and joy. And that was one of the hardest language lessons for me, because I like to think of myself as joyful, but I know I have a lot of anguish going on inside me. I mean, there's so much going on. It's a tug of war. Constantly, we are tugging and pulling at the joys in our life, but the anguish is just overwhelming sometimes, and we're going and we're coming and we're going and we're coming, and I see that so much in myself, and James pulls that out of us on a daily basis. I can wake up and I'm happy, and Melvin's walking around like it's I gotta go to work, and I'm like, hey, it's another day. God gave us breath and we're going, we're coming, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to work. And I'm like, God has given us another day. And I'm joyful. And then here we are, tugging and pulling and tugging and pulling. And I'm happy. I'm happy that I'm even walking, let alone that I just have breath in my body. And I see the joys of life. I hear the birds singing, and I see the sun shining. And in the book, it was a tough chapter. It really was. I know I'm only supposed to share a few minutes, but too bad. And this, we got to pick which chapters we wanted to do, how deep we wanted to go in this book. And some people picked going really, really deep. I only picked midway. Can you believe some people wanted to really memorize this stuff? I can't even memorization. I thought I had it picked out for y'all. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if I had memorized it. It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trials, and when he has stood the test, he will receive a crown of life. And the God that has promised those who love him, when he's tempted, no one should say, God's tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one of us is tempted when by his own evil desires, he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desires has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And I think that's all of us. All of us, you know, on any given day, that can be any one of us. And don't be deceived by your dear brothers. Don't be deceived by who you're sitting next to. And not necessarily here, and even here, you know, because we all struggle on a day-to-day basis, you know. And I struggle, but hopefully we can go to one another and say, I'm struggling, and can you help me, and have someone to lift you up. And in our group, I think it was small enough that I think that we could help one another. We talked about these things, and I think that's the greatest thing with being in our kingdom, that we're taught to do these things. And James really hones in on helping us to lean on one another and teaching us the lessons of life, that, you know, life is hard. And he was the oldest brother. Jesus wasn't the oldest brother. And Jesus looked towards him, but they were only half brothers. So James was called higher, Jesus looked to him, but Jesus was, of course, our Savior, but he was also Jesus' Savior as when they were little boys. So there was such a connection there, and so that's why he's written such a dynamic book, because of the family dynamic that they had. So that's what I learned.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We could just go home, isn't it? But thank you so much for all that you've both shared. I think the thing I see is really practicing God's word and just how then that transformation can happen, you know, in whatever situation or circumstance we're in. So thank you so much for sharing that and inspiring us to go to the book of James. And I just want to encourage us, you know, if you're free on those Fridays that they're having the study, to please, you know, just make your way out. I truly just want to be able to make it before the session is over. There's one coming this Friday. Yeah, so please, if you're available, it's at 10 o'clock. I want to encourage you to be able to go out. So this is a chance for all of us to get to share. How has God been working in your life and transforming you? What have you been learning? Let's share with each other. Queen. And I know she's going to walk up here, but when you want to share, just stand where you are and share, just to save on time.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. You're welcome. My name is Queen, for those who do not know me. I'm from Vietnam. Like the Book of James that I've been learning that, but as it's happened to me yesterday, then I can share, you know, a funny story of the Book of James. I actually joined a class of Papa Gordon Ferguson in Cambodia 4 years ago. And the most important, the most difficult of Book of James about controlling your tongues. Control your tongue, and as my witnesses, I don't know, but a sister, a woman, is this hard. So it's funny is that I just walked out from the room. We just finished a session about controlling your tongue. And a brother come to me and say, next year you're going to marry to someone. I've been single for a long time. I'm waiting for someone. And he's just, I feel like, oh my God, how can he ask me that question? It was the same class with me, the same session. How can he say, okay. But that time I just learned and say, what's that, brother? What did you just say? That's God's plan, not my plan. So I'm trying to control like that. But you know, I failed the day before yesterday. I was in the center serving people. And I know a Spanish leader. She actually come from another church, Baptist church. And she's kind of strong leader there. And she served for the Spanish, and I served for the Vietnamese community. So I'm trying to build up a relationship with her, and, you know, because of I cannot control my tongue. So the relationship was collapsed, you know, like that. Because I feel like it challenged a lot when we know control your tongue is here. And then we practice in the church, you know, we practice at the family, friends. But if, you know, you put yourself in the situation that is hard for you to control. You know, time that I'm serving for 40 people around me, you know, I'm cooking for people, you know, I'm serving 40 people at the same time, only me. I serve, and then all the community just come, where the coffee, where the tea, can I buy you a knife? You know, something like, just like that. And she came to me. I'm trying to reach out to her, but she come to me and say, and I look at her like, she know my pressure of, you know, how I can serve people, like how can I handle the job, but she just come across like that. And then I look at her, and she said, one question, she say to me like that. Is it bother? She asked me like, is it bothering? And I said, yes. I said, yes. And then her husband came. And before that, he asked me, Queen, you finish some price? Can I get some? You know, like that. And she turned now and challenged her husband. Oh, I look at them. I have a hope for them that I can introduce to a couple's now church. But the problem is she grows angry. And that time my heart, I lost my control. And I say, so what? I call that bothering. I call like that. And then, you know what? And then after I finished thing, I feel like, how could I do that, you know? And the first come to me like, you don't know me. I'm come here very humble, living a life of serving people, cooking. I never cooked for the last 10 years. Now I do a lot of things that are very humble. But you don't appreciate that. You do not, you know, like that. But then I'm thinking about God. I'm thinking about, I admit that I've totally lose my control. And I, you know, because you know when we lose your control and you have to make it up, you have to do it more hard. Yes. Angelica, I'm really sorry that I hurt you, but the thing that, you know, like that. But I think that the big lesson that I learned, something that we already speak out, it's hard to think that back as before. And so now I need to pray, I need to prepare, I need to be very humble to build up relationship with her. You know, because she come to me and said, Queen, in my church, I cook a lot, like that. So I'm to really share that. It's a little bit long, but I finished right now. I just want to repair. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. A week later, I found out I was pregnant, so I told my husband on his birthday. We both turned 30. Sorry. and just a whirlwind of other things start happening. One of our cars died. We had to buy another one. My job was seeming shaky, and now it's completely just gone. I got a call 2-3 weeks ago saying that I was going to be laid off after I got back from maternity leave. And this is all within the past 12 months, but just seeing how in the time frame, God has definitely been using that time to say, okay, Shannon, like, you're too comfortable. And in my mind, I'm like, I've never let myself get comfortable. I always like put myself in situations where God can grow me and use me. But he's like, okay, let's kick it up another notch. And we all know how that goes when God kicks it up another notch. He takes it to a whole nother level. I'm like, because I remember like the conversation with my husband about the car saying, come on, honey. And he was like, what about your job? And I'm like, it's going to be fine. I'm not going to lose my job. It's going to be okay. And like the day I got that call, right before I called him, I'm like, I sat there and like convinced him that it was okay for us to buy this car. Now we have another car note and I don't have a job. So just seeing how, you know, I really had to humble myself calling him. And like the first thing I said, I was like, you know what, you were right. And he didn't even hear me say that, thank God. But just hearing his heart of, you know what, honey, it's going to be okay. God's going to work it out. And even just relationship-wise, because I have just grown up in one ministry, the ministry we were praying for today, formerly the GACC, but now the PATH, like, that was the only church I knew. And so coming to another ministry altogether and having to start over, start fresh, it really put me in a situation of, like, wait, how do I balance my relationships, my old and my new? How do I go about building new ones? Like, I really had to build because, you know, when you start out a new ministry, everybody's trying to build with you, you know, to get you to study the Bible and encourage you and stuff. And now it's like the tables have turned. But just seeing how God has definitely pushed me out of my comfort zone and put me in a situation where, you know, I get to meet all you wonderful women and, you know, the ones that aren't here serving the kids. Like, you guys love my son to death. I really appreciate that. And just how you guys have been loving, you know, Dearest and I, and just really encouraging us during this time. And even just the encouraging posts I get on Facebook. Like, I try to keep everybody updated, but I have had one interview yesterday, and I have my second interview with the VP of the marketing in the company either tomorrow or Friday. We're trying to nail that down. But just seeing how God has definitely been, you know, giving me opportunities to say, okay, this is how you balance your relationships. This is how you balance your friendships. You know, this is how you give your heart in a situation where, you know, life is going to keep going and things are going to keep going crazy, but you still find something to give, whether it's a, you know, good morning text message or a phone call. And like, those little things matter. So I just wanted to put that out there to you guys. Like, you know, I remember one morning I was feeling really low. Adamus texted me a scripture. And I just got it the moment I woke up, and I was just like, I needed that. Like, thank you. So, you know, those little things go a long way. So I just wanted to share that, not just to, you know, share what's going on with me, but to encourage you guys, like, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving each other. Let's keep building our relationships, our connections with each other, and, you know, lifting each other up. So thank you.
Okay, great. Well, good evening. God is good. I'm Felicia, and I was sitting here, and I was like, God was just putting on my heart, I need to really share. And what's happened to me is that I went through an illness, and what happens now is that every time I look at my email and look at the prayer list, everyone is going through some kind of illness. And I just thought, you know what? The church is growing. I've been a disciple for like 25 years. And I've, you know, been from the beginning in campus ministry and kind of have grown through the years and have seen the church grow. And as we grow, we get older and we go through life challenges and things happen. And what I want to just share is that I know for me, it's been 7 months now, I just had a major surgery. I was told that I had polycystic liver kidney disease, and I have a spot on my brain. And when you go through something like that, you really go back to the root of your love for God, your love for your family, the people who are there for you. It helps you look at life a lot different. And for me, those who may know and may not know, my mother was in a car accident it's going on 12 years now. So I take care of her full-time, me and my husband. And so sometimes you may see me at church, sometimes you may not, because I have, you know, nurses that come in, and sometimes they come to work, sometimes they don't. So with that in place, I already had like an illness kind of around me and was praying about it. And I was more like a cheerleader for my mother. I'm there for you, whatever you need, I'm here for you, whatever. But when you go through things yourself, I had to find an inner strength. And I really thought, I got this, I'm good. You know, I'm around all this all the time. You know, I deal with my mom. But it's different when you personally go through something. And I tell you, when people go through things, like the sister was sharing a few minutes ago, when someone can send you a text to encourage you or saying they're praying for you, that helps you a lot. Because the devil is busy, but also, too, life is just life. You're going to go through things, and God said that, you know, we will have trials and stuff. And, you know, and as we grow older, we are going to go through things. Just because we are, you know, disciples, Christians, trying to fight for the Lord, we're not going to go through stuff. We are going to go through some things. And the reason why we have the scriptures is to strengthen us. So when we go through those things and we hit that wall, that God can help us to push through and to have the faith that we need. And I'm telling you, I mean, God is amazing. He showed me throughout that time with me hearing about my illness. I was like, God, he's got this. I'm good. You know, it's my time. It's my time. I mean, I was just really like not, you know, shaken by it. I was fine. But I was so worried about my mother. And what God showed me through that time was that he was in control. I was not. All that time I had been taking care of my mom. And I don't think I was thinking literally like, oh, I'm doing this. God didn't have me. I mean, I knew God was in control, but I think in my mind, I was so focused on her that I couldn't really focus on myself. And so what it showed me was I was spending so much time focused on her that I wasn't even taking care of myself. I mean, I didn't know something was wrong with my liver. I mean, what? I'm moving around like everybody else. I mean, what? I didn't have any symptoms because I think I was really numb to the fact of how I felt because I was so much thinking about her. And I mean, that's a whole nother story right there. But I think what I want to encourage you guys with it, we're going to go through things. You know, people have lost their loved ones or sisters. I mean, husbands sick, you know, they're getting sick. I mean, all kind of stuff is happening. Our parents are getting older, they're getting sick. So we're going through some challenges, but just be encouraged. You know, fall back on those scriptures that, you know, they have, you know, everyone has one that saved their life and helped them to get through something. Just hold on to that. But as sisters, let's encourage each other. When I was encouraged, let me tell you, I mean, I took pictures of the cards that people sent me because it was so encouraging. And you need that sometime, you know, when you're going through what you're going through. So I just, first of all, thank you for all the ones that encouraged me, all the ones that are praying for me. But I just want to encourage the church. We are going through a lot. People are ill, you know, so don't be discouraged. You know, God is good. And just stick in there. Love you guys.
Do I need to use a mic or can I speak loud? Hi, I'm Rochelle. Oh, I hate this mic. It's so crazy how so I'm Rochelle, I'm 23. I am at school right now. I haven't graduated yet. And so speaking about James, it's been crazy because it's kind of like how everybody's been talking about being submissive, letting God in control. The last couple of years since I've graduated, I've literally, God has taught me that he's in control and I'm not. it's been really hard because I wanted to graduate by now. I wanted to have certain things in my life by now. I want to be, you know, done with school, living life, doing all these things. And I've realized God is like, that's not where I want you from. You know, I thought I was going to be living in Athens. I thought I was going to move and go somewhere else, live, you know, go travel. And as of that, as you can see, I'm not. I'm back home. I'm doing this. But the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling really stressed out about just being in control of things. I've been trying to find another job. And it hasn't worked out. And so I've just been really discouraged about not finding a job. And then a couple of weeks ago, me and my mom have started this weight thing. And when you do this, when you try to lose weight and you're trying to be healthy, you learn a lot about yourself. And I've learned that I eat for comfort. And it's been hard because it's kind of like, okay, I feel bad, so I want that cookie, or I feel bad, I want that piece of bread. You don't realize how much food has a control, and so not being able to eat for control, I've had to been open and talk about how I'm hungry, and I don't want to drink water, I want juice, I want bread, I want this. And so it's just been crazy about just like how they were talking about James. It's just you need to be open with your stuff, because for me, I'm not an open person. Like, I'm talking now, but I'm not, I know how to be surfacey. I'm not very in deep with what I'm feeling. And then even having close friends like Nowika, who I can call, or Bree or Malika, and they can be real with me and be like, no, this is not right. You're doing something wrong. Here's a scripture. So I think just, I'm trying to cut short. I don't want to be long. But just learning not to be in control, and letting God take in control, because I've learned that for myself for a lot, that that's something that's really hard for me.